Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do, again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning, and thank you once again for tuning in to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you for joining us. 423-664-4203 is the phone number. 423-664-4203. That's how you get in touch with the Hughes Retirement Group, which has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Birmingham, and Knoxville. But the number is the same, 423-664-4203. Also available online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on the show today. But before we jump in, let me check in. Rick Granger, how you gentlemen doing?
Hey, doing well, Chris. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Did have a good Thanksgiving. I got a lot of leftovers here, and finding creative ways to repurpose turkey is always a fun thing this time of year. Granger, how about yourself?
Doing well, Chris. I guess kind of glad almost that football season's almost over, ready to shift to basketball. Hopefully we can see some wins this year.
I think Tennessee basketball, I have good feelings about it. I'm not going to say too much because it'll sound like I'm gloating a little bit, and as a Georgia graduate and fan, I just have bad feelings about playing Alabama next week. So let's talk about something more in the realm of the show here. The annual election period is coming to a close in 2 weeks. And I know it's a different thing, but I remember in college and in high school, just kind of in life up until I became a semi-responsible adult, I procrastinated. I always put things off until the last minute. So here in the final push, the final 2 weeks here for the annual election period, do you find you guys are getting more and more phone calls about it, more questions, or has it just been kind of a constant state of chaos for you guys?
It's constant, you know, and it's been like that for years. That's a good thing. I mean, we have a lot of people that begin very, very early, and then we have people that will wait till the last minute, which, again, they have until December 7th to do something. But, Chris, what we try to do here and at all our offices, we try to give people a stress-free retirement. And when I talk about stress-free retirement, what does that include? Well, one of those things is Medicare supplemental options. You know, when people are getting ready to turn 65 or they're retiring and they're leaving the group insurance that they possibly have, then we're sitting down with them and educating them on their Medicare supplemental options, which would include a Medicare supplement, a Medicare Advantage plan, prescription drugs. So those are the things that we do there. So I would like to urge people, again, you have until December 7th. So if that's something that's on your plate, give us a call. We can help you here in the Cleveland office or our Chattanooga office. And in some cases, we'll even come to your home. But when I talk about that stress-free, Chris, we talk about long-term care strategies. I've just had here recently in my office the past 2 weeks, I've had several clients start asking about long-term care. Mm-hmm. And one thing we run into with that, typically those people are in their 60s or even in their 70s, and it's very, very difficult to get a long-term care policy because they have to go through underwriting. And a lot of those people may have some issues, some health issues that may not allow them to get a long-term care policy. But I would like to tell our listeners, there's a lot of different other strategies out there, and Granger and I talk about those in our classes all the time, that we can help you with. One thing I would leave you with in this area is there's a 70% chance that you and I, when we reach 65 or older, we'll need some type of long-term care assistance. Now, that may be from home, it could be assisted living, or it could be full-blown care. So it's very, very important when you're sitting down and figuring out your retirement planning, and hopefully you've built a nest egg there, that long-term care is one of those strategies that you're looking at.
To kind of piggyback off of that real quick, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you're sitting out there and you've developed a cash value life insurance policy, for example, and we've dealt with this a lot in the past here, but if you have cash value that you're not really using, that maybe it's just kind of, you know, grown consistently and you've got a death benefit to show for it, you can actually take that cash value and transfer it into something that will generate you long-term care. So that's something I would tell people out there. If you're sitting there and thinking, you know, I want to get long-term care, but you know, I just don't know if I can spend the money, or maybe it's too late, it's going to be too expensive. There are strategies out there where you can take your existing cash value. And to give an example of one we did here just recently, they took a $100,000 cash value and they ended up turning it into about a $500,000 death benefit, which is going to generate them long-term care. And the key to that death benefit there is they're able to access the death benefit tax-free if they need long-term care. So that's the big takeaway from that, is being able to use that cash value to generate the death benefit to then access the death benefit in the event long-term care arises.
And Chris, one other thing that I want to say when we talk about retirement planning as well there as part of hopefully giving you that stress-free retirement, hopefully someone out there, you have an advisor. If not, you know, contact us to at least sit down and get a second opinion, because we're going to try to help you with taxes. We're going to try to help you with estate planning, Social Security. So we're looking at a whole entire portfolio and not just looking at, hey, we can help you grow your account. Most financial advisors' goal is to help you grow your account, but we're there to help you grow your account, but also help you during that distribution phase. And that's going to come when you get ready to retire, or at least when you reach 70 and a half, when you're required to take RMDs.
And that's something that we talk about week in and week out on the show. There is so much more to retirement than just figuring out you're going to get X amount every month, whether it be from Social Security, things like that. Things to factor in, like how to make sure you pay the least amount of taxes or getting the most out of Social Security long-term care, like Rick and Granger just talked about there. That is going to be a very likely factor. Rick just said 70% of all retirees 65 or older at some point or another will need some form of long-term care, and that can be very costly, but that is a discussion with a little bit of pre-planning, a little bit of planning ahead of time. You can mitigate some of those costs. Again, it's all part of that retirement strategy that Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to put together for you and work with you through. 423-664-4203 is the number, 423-664-4203. Don't forget, also, we are in the final 2 weeks of the Medicare annual election period that ends on December 7th. The Hughes Retirement Group has been pretty busy constantly throughout this entire time, which is a good thing because it means that you guys have taken what we said to heart. But also just let you know, we are coming up on the end here, but it is not too late. Sit down and speak with them and figure out what will be best for you going into 2019. 423-664-4203 is the number, 423-664-4203. Let the Hughes Retirement Group help put together as stress-free a retirement as possible for you. Let's move on into the show here. The Motley Fool says that a fixed annuity is a proven way of boosting your retirement income, but the article mentions both immediate and then deferred annuities. What is the difference, and how would somebody decide what might be best for their circumstances?
Well, it depends, Chris, if someone needs the money immediately. You know, they may want to look at getting into an annuity where they begin drawing income maybe 30 days later or 6 months later. But usually within that first year, they're needing the income. A deferred annuity is an annuity where someone might not need it for 5 years. Again, they're looking at down the road where they would want to turn on an income stream. So again, it's important to sit down with someone like myself and Granger and let us take a look at your portfolio and decide again what's going to be a strategy or a vehicle that needs to be used that's going to help you.
And you know, I throw this word around a lot, Chris, but fiduciary. And I think it's really, really important when you're dealing with annuities, because there are people out there, agents out there, who sell just annuities, and they're going to try to push a certain product, maybe a certain company. So it's important when you're sitting down with somebody that you understand the three annuities, fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, and variable annuities, because depending on what your goals are in retirement, a deferred annuity can be good because a lot of these companies are going to give you guarantees on the income side. So your income account is going to grow every year that you defer. Whereas an immediate annuity, you're essentially going to start taking income immediately from that, and you're not going to have as much opportunity for growth. Therefore, your income is going to be pretty stable. But the thing I would look at is, in all three, you want to kind of compare, when you're looking at these projections, you want to compare and take into account any additional fees or rider charges or anything like that that's associated with it, because that's going to eat away at your overall income value. So it's very, very important. And, you know, we talk about that. We've talked about this several times. And we obviously have variable annuities we offer, but variable annuities can be very, very high fee vehicles. The average is about 3.5% nationally. So it's important to look at that. That's why a lot of times we'll use fixed indexed annuities where you're linked to an index, something people are familiar with, like the S&P or the NASDAQ, Dow Jones. But you're not taking any losses if those indexes lose, but you do get those gains if those indexes grow. So it's important that you can kind of grow your income in a safe environment. If you defer it, you can get guarantees on that income side. And then the fixed annuity, obviously, usually are pretty simple vehicles there.
And, you know, Granger, this past week I was meeting with a client who liked the idea of you and I being independent. Independent being we represent a lot of different companies. And this particular person had some funds in their 401k, and they were going to continue working, but they were 100% vested, so they could take some of that out, the monies that they had contributed. And they liked the idea of leaving about half of the money that they could take out into assets under management. And with us being independent, companies like Charles Schwab, Fidelity Investments, TD Ameritrade, we could help them in those areas. But then they also liked the idea of going into a fixed indexed annuity because they wanted to make sure they could take some of that money and know that they would eliminate market risk. And so they realize, again, they might not get as much on the upside if they left it in the market, but they were in a position where they knew they were not going to take any losses if the market had a downside. So if that's something you're looking for, if you're looking for a financial advisor that's independent, that can put you in a position where you can get variable annuities, immediate annuities, deferred annuities, assets under management, whatever you're looking for, we can help you here. Give us a call.
And if you don't know what you're looking for, the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to, again, in detail, discuss the difference between the three of them when you sit down and speak with them. Education is kind of their forte. You may have picked up on the show. Also, the fact that they teach these retirement classes throughout the year at colleges around the area. They pride in making sure that you, the listener, the clients, the people who attend their classes are informed about their decisions. That goes hand in hand with them being independent. That goes hand in hand with them being fiduciaries, which I think is a very important thing. In simple layman's terms, it means that Rick and Granger, as fiduciaries, will act in your best interest. Because, like I said, there are all these different types of annuities, all these different type of products out there. They are going to make sure that when you sit down and speak with them, they will recommend what is best for you, not necessarily what's best for them on a commission side, but what has your best interest at heart, so you could be confident when you sit down and speak with them and you talk with them knowing that they have, again, your best interest in mind. 423-664-4203. That's the number. That's how you get in touch with the Hughes Retirement Group. 423-664-4203. One more time. Offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. When you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, there in the top right corner, you'll see a link to their Spotify page and their YouTube channel. You can check out, there's some educational videos that Granger has, because some of these concepts that we talk about are better explained with the visual component, and he kind of spells them out for you. Also, previous editions of the Retirement Playbook for you to check out at your own time. Again, that's all there available in the top right corner at HughesRetirementGroup.com. 423-664-4203 is the number. One of the things we look forward to in retirement is finally getting a little break on our taxes, but CNBC says, well, a lot of us are going to be surprised when we find out just how much we'll still have to pay. We talk about this a lot. Guys, can you let the listeners out there know if and how there's a way around that?
Well, there's ways around it if you are preparing for that. But, Chris, here's what we see. A lot of times we sit down with folks, and again, I just had another couple in this past week, and we started talking about taxes in their retirement, and they were astonished about the possibility of having to pay taxes because they had talked to someone, and the person told them, again, you're going to be in the lowest tax bracket when you go to retire. And I asked him, I said, well, what would that bracket be? What would that number be? And they said, well, right now it's 10. And I said, yeah, it is 10, but the tax law's set to expire in 2025, and will taxes go up? Now, I can't sit here and tell you or guarantee you that taxes are going to go up. A personal opinion, I think they will have to go up in order to continue to fund the entitlements we have. But here's one thing you want to look at. You know, we go back to that annual election period with a Medicare supplemental options. Mm-hmm. I have a client right now that has his wife insured on the Medicare side. So she was interested in a Medicare supplement and obviously a prescription drug plan. Now, the standard Part B premium that most Americans pay in 2019 is $135.50. So if you're drawing Social Security, they're going to take that out of your check each month. If you're not drawing, they're going to bill you quarterly. But he pays $384 a month for her. And you might ask yourself, why is he paying so much? Well, they're going to look back 2 years ago what his and her income was, and if they're over a certain threshold, they're going to have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's paying, besides her prescription drug plan, an additional $78 a month to help pay for Part D. And again, it all goes on based on what income that you made 2 years ago. That's the way Medicare and the government does. They look back 2 years. So I always tell him in a jokingly way, hey, congratulations, you're being taxed more because of your success in life. So those are things you need to take in consideration when you get ready to go on Medicare.
And, you know, Chris, they've already started. I was listening the other day on the radio that Democrats already want to look at repealing those tax cuts or imposing additional taxes on what they would consider the wealthy. And, you know, the thing I always try to explain to people, and this is something I've said several times on the show, and I say this every time in our class, it's not who we think is wealthy, it's who the government says is wealthy. Mm-hmm. So if they're the ones who are deciding who the wealthy are, you maybe want to be careful what you're wishing for out there. Hey, I want the wealthy to pay their fair share. Well, okay, congratulations, you're the wealthy, pay up. You know, that's kind of the philosophy of it. So great example of that is Social Security. And obviously a great example is what Dad just said about that Part B. Hey, congratulations, you've prepared, you've done well. Now you're going to pay three times more or five times more or 10 times more for your Medicare Part B just because you make too much. Okay, so when we talk about things like means testing, how are they going to adjust Medicare in the future? How are they going to adjust Social Security? Well, a simple fix would be to continue to tax more on the rich, and these are ways that they do it. So, you know, we look at a simple tax bracket when you retire. If you go from 24 to 22%, well, when you throw into Social Security taxation based off of making too much, and for a married couple, if you're making over $44,000 a year, that Social Security taxation becomes up to 85% of your Social Security.
Wow.
Your marginal bracket could essentially go from a 24 to a 40, basically almost a 41% rate. So a lot of people are not prepared for that. A lot of people spend their entire lives, like Dad has said earlier in the show, just thinking about how can I grow my money? How can I grow my money? Well, if you're growing your money, but you're growing your money in the wrong bucket, tax-deferred buckets, 401ks, 403bs, traditional IRAs, all of a sudden, when we get to that retirement age, we're getting our Social Security, now we're taking those required minimum distributions, our taxes may not be as low as we thought, and in some cases may be higher than we were when we were in our working years.
Granger, you know, we always talk about those buckets, as you just mentioned. There's three buckets, taxable. So think of things that you may get a 1099 for in that bucket. Tax deferred, as you just said, 401ks, 403bs, and tax free, things such as Roth IRAs. And Granger, you know, one thing that we see often, very few people come in their office and have a lot of money in a tax free bucket. In a lot of cases, they have no money in a tax free bucket. So, Chris, you were asking there in the beginning, you know, how can we prepare people? There are solutions to this. We teach these in our classes all the time. So I would urge our listeners, if you are interested in looking at your portfolio, seeing what's in each bucket, beginning to prepare for retirement, it's never too late to start. Obviously, if you're in your 50s, early 60s, that's an excellent time. So don't feel like you've waited too long. But we'll be more than glad to sit down with you. And what I would say, Chris, is the first five callers will be more than glad to complimentary give them a session where we can look at their portfolio and analyze that, see if they're paying too much fees, look and see again where their monies are in those buckets and begin to develop a plan and a strategy to help them in the retirement age.
Because I would say this, the current tax cuts are set to expire in 2025. Could be sooner than that, depending on what happens here in these upcoming next 2 years and what happens in the 2020 presidential election. So right now, and we say this, taxes are on sale. And I would say with relative certainty that at some point in time, they're going to go back up again. They have to. We have too many government programs. We have too many entitlement programs that we have to supply. If we look at just the four major ones, as we say all the time, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the interest on the national debt, we already see what's happening with interest rates, which is causing us to pay more interest on that debt. We know the uncertainty of Social Security. We know the uncertainty of Medicare. So if I'm sitting out there right now and I'm getting that retirement age and I've worked hard and I've developed these buckets of money, the number one thing you want to do is protect that money. And sometimes that's protecting it from market loss, but sometimes it's protecting it from paying unnecessary taxes. So if you want to take a look and see if you're sitting on a potential tax landmine, give us a call.
Again, you thought the best deals were happening at the stores on Black Friday. A complimentary portfolio analysis for the first five callers today, 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. You can also check out, there's some pretty great videos explaining what you guys have been talking about here. The three buckets of money, Granger, you talk about the Social Security taxation as well. Videos on the Hughes Retirement Group's YouTube channel. You can check that out at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Check that out later. Call right now, 423-664-4203. Be one of the first five callers. Take advantage of that complimentary portfolio analysis. There are a lot of factors out there that are unknown. Rick and Granger both said they don't know for certain that taxes are going to go up in the near future. But chances are more than likely, some point in your retirement, we're talking, you know, the 20, 30 years in your retirement, it is more than likely going to happen. They don't have crystal balls in their office. They do have history on their side, and history dictates that sooner rather than later, taxes will probably go up. So take advantage of that complimentary portfolio analysis and see how that will affect you. If you're one of the first five callers, 423-664-4203. Another thing that no one is certain about is when the next crash might come. But a MarketWatch columnist has come up with what he claims is a simple way to beat a bear market. He says sell all of your stocks now and then slowly start reinvesting portions of the money every 3 months. What do you guys think about that?
Well, you know, Chris, I mean, honestly, the way we look at it is this. You know, we deal with retirement age. 55 and up is really what we deal with. So most of the clients that we deal with are already in a position where they've accumulated their wealth. They just want to make it last through things like long-term care. They want to protect it. They want to protect it from taxes. They want to protect it from market loss, obviously. But if you're looking for consistent and steady growth and you're concerned about a bear market, and I think most of the country right now is forecasting. They're thinking, okay, when is it coming? When's the recession? When's the pullback? And we've seen that a little bit in 18. I mean, you know, it'll go forward a little bit and come back forward. And then we've had some of the worst days that we've had. But it wouldn't be a bad time to cash in some of those gains, kind of like what he's saying. Now, as far as reinvesting those portions of the money every 3 months, I don't know about that. But I think there are places that you can put your money. I mean, and I was just meeting with some clients the other day. They took about $400,000. And they said, you know what? We're tired of this game. They had it in mutual funds. We're tired of this game. And they took it and they put it into a fixed index annuity, which just so happened to be the vehicle that we used in that case, where they have no market loss. Well, not long after that, as we know kind of what's happened this year with the markets, they were looking at that particular mutual fund. Well, they would have been down about 15%. So that $400,000 that they had was protected because they took that risk off the table. And I think that's where most Americans are right now. Don't have that fear of missing out. I think a lot of times in investing, we have that fear of missing out. Oh, man, the market was up to $27,000 today, $28,000. Man, I could have been there. I could have had those gains. Instead of just saying, what am I preparing for? I say this all the time. What am I preparing for? I'm not trying to be Warren Buffett. I'm not trying to be Bill Gates. I'm trying to have a successful retirement. And if you can get consistent, steady growth, and you can safeguard against taxes, you can safeguard against long-term care risk and your Medicare risk, you can have a fruitful retirement without trying to become a billionaire like Warren Buffett.
And Granger, you know, we've had the longest bull run in U.S. history. And, you know, 18 has been nothing like 2017. I think people got used to getting a gain every day, and 18's been bumpy. October, for example, was the worst October we've had since 2009. So again, the road has been bumpy. A bear market could come at any time. We're not trying to sit here and say it's going to happen today or it's going to happen next month. But again, things, you got to look at trends and so forth. And what you don't want to do, especially if you're getting ready to retire, is continue to ride that wave, because eventually that wave is going to crest and begin to fall. So, for example, it takes 100% gain to recover from a 50% loss. A lot of people don't think of it that way. They think, okay, if I lose 50%, I just need to gain 50% back. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. It takes 100%. So it's important to begin looking at your portfolio. And one of the best things that we want to tell people is this. If you're working with us, we want to make sure that you do not run out of money in your lifetime. That helps you have stress-free retirement.
And the one thing that I would say here, Chris, and I know I say this a lot, but sometimes repetition can be a good thing. You know, it's not unlike playing blackjack or roulette. I mean, if we look at these buildings in Vegas, they're large for a reason. They're wealthy for a reason because they know the way that the mind is wired. You sit there and you win, and you think, you know what, I'm on a streak, I'm going to keep rolling. And then you lose, and you think, well, I'm going to make back what I lost, and then you end up taking a bigger loss. And it's just a vicious cycle. And I think it's a bit cliche, but it's true. The house is always going to win. Mm-hmm. So before the house wins, if you're getting ready to near retirement and you don't have that time to recoup that money, maybe you want to take some of those gains that you've already won. You've beaten the house. Set those aside and then play with some money. If you want to play around and try to beat the markets, go for it. But don't play with trying to beat the markets with your full retirement accounts.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, I think, is the easiest way to explain that. You know, the fear of missing out is a common thing. I don't think that's just human nature. You know, but also being emotional and reacting to if things are going your way, or knowing, you know, like gamblers in Vegas, oh, my this next hand is going to be the hand for me. This next hand is going to be the hand for me. What if it's not? Take some of that risk off the table. Like Granger said, it's not about taking 100% of it out of the market, but it's also not about keeping 100% of it in the market. Taking some of that stress and reallocating. That's what the whole buckets of money strategy, the three buckets, that's what it is. And again, you can check out that video on the YouTube channel. You can find the link to that at HughesRetirementGroup.com. It's all about having a successful, stress-free retirement. That is what the Hughes Retirement Group is here to do for you. That's what they want to help you achieve. And again, as fiduciaries, know that when they do set up a retirement plan for you, a retirement strategy for you, it is something that they're doing with your best interest at heart. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers this week, a complimentary portfolio analysis. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank you guys out there for tuning in and joining us week in and week out. If you missed previous editions of the show or you want to catch up, HughesRetirementGroup.com. You can check out all the previous episodes up there. But before we go, Rick Granger, I want to give you the final word.
Well, Chris, once again, we appreciate those listeners who tune in each and every week. But it's just like Dad was saying earlier in the show when he was talking about Medicare Part B premiums. We've talked about Social Security taxations because it's always important to remember if we don't have a plan for our money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
If you're 65 or older, it's time to make your Medicare decisions, and the annual election period runs from October 15th through December 7th. Keep in mind that plans often change from year to year, affecting everything from your premiums to your coverage. Rick and Granger Hughes of the Hughes Retirement Group can help you understand what those changes might mean to you. They'll also explain the Medicare supplemental options that can help you choose the one that's best for you. They can also help you with your other retirement questions too, including any you might have about Social Security and retirement income. They can help you figure out now whether your assets will last through a 10, 20, or even 30-year retirement. Call the Hughes Retirement Group today, 423-664-4203. Ask about a complimentary retirement strategy. That's 423-664-4203. Or visit them online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products and Medicare supplement insurance.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantee. Guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.